Welcome back. You're here with Rob and Leanna on More Than Money in QR Calgary. I'm Leanna Wojniak in for Faisal Karmali today and filling in for Dave Popowicz, Mr. Rob Geary. How are you, Rob?
Good, Leanna. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Filling in for some big shoes, but we'll have one of them joining us here shortly.
That's right. It's been a couple of interesting months in the markets, obviously. And who better to talk about that than our very own senior portfolio manager, senior wealth advisor, head of the Popowicz Karmali Advisory Group at CIBC Wood Gundy, Faisal. Faisal, thanks for taking some time out to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
It not only has been a volatile start to the year and, you know, a lot of concerns on ups and downs on what's happening in the market in general, if you're invested. Faisal, not to age you, but you've been through one or two market cycles and done this for a long time. And, you know, for our clients and listeners, maybe let's start by saying, like a quick overview of what you're seeing in the market right now for the start of this year?
Yeah, so 25 years of doing this, this is not a surprise to me in many cases, and in some cases it is a surprise. And so what we're seeing overall is the economy and the markets are trying to figure out which way the economy is heading. And the big one is, are we going to head into a recession? And which way is inflation going? So we've been receiving some data points recently where inflation is moving in the right direction, but not at the speed that most investors would like it to be. We were at, you know, almost double digit inflation rates in the United States, for example, and now we're at mid single digits in that range and then working our way down. Getting from mid single to low single digit is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a slowdown of the economy. And in our belief, it's going to be somewhat of a touch to recession, not a deep recession, but a touch to recession. And that's where we are right now. And the markets are trying to figure out how bad the situation could be. And that's why you're seeing a lot of volatility over the last, call it the last 6-7 months, on figuring out what the heck is happening in these markets. And I think that's where you're going to get a lot of gyrations, a lot of volatility, and you're going to continue to see a lot more headline stories of what could go wrong.
So the question from people that we work with and the general public is always, how do you either make a profit or protect yourself, particularly when you head into retirement? We talk about this notion of the four buckets all the time. You lead several of those on our team. So why don't you give us an intro to the growth bucket and your philosophy behind that?
Yeah, I think when you transition to or live in retirement, one of the key things that people have to remember is that the old way of investing may not be the new way that you should be investing. So people were investing for primarily one objective and one objective only, and that was growth. And now they have multiple, sometimes competing goals going into retirement. Retirement is probably the most vulnerable stage in their lives, from a financial perspective at least, because they are dependent on their savings. They're looking for it to grow. They want to provide income. They may need some healthcare expenses in the future. And they also want to pass on a gift or a legacy during their life or upon death. So multiple goals are happening at the same time with a finite amount of money. And that was where the concern comes into play. One big area that people have been concentrating their entire investing careers has been on growth. And I think this is where the shift needs to happen. When people transition to or live in retirement, the number one issue that they try to invest into is try to get the maximum amount of growth. But they forget about one side of the equation when they're looking for growth, and they forget about the concept of risk. And as you move into retirement or are already in retirement, taking large gyrations in your portfolio can have substantial, maybe even catastrophic events to your future income. And so what we do on our team is making sure that, first of all, we want to make sure that you have a proper approach to your retirement using a financial plan, understanding what kind of rate of returns do we need, what kind of risk are you willing to accept, what's the outlook for your vision in your retirement. We put that all together. We start off our growth strategy with first an economic overview, and what are the key metrics that we look at. Is the economy expanding or contracting? Where's the economy heading? From there, we then build our asset allocation using what we call the five pillars. And now three of the five pillars are most common to investors here in this country. We've got fixed income or bonds. We've got Canadian dollared equities, international dollared equities. But there's two other pillars that I think are being missed by many Canadians that are investing in their retirement and have been used by many endowments and pension plans for decades now. And so these two pillars, one is called alternative trading and the other one's called alternative yield investments. So let's start off with alternative trading first, looking at ways to trade within different types of markets, equities, bonds, and so forth, that can get you a cash flow without a mitigation of risk. So you're not taking stock market or bond market volatility, you're taking substantially less, but you're getting a similar output. On the alternative yielding side, is looking for ways to get cash flow coming in that's not conventional, just buying a stock and looking for the dividend, because that has a lot of volatility attached to it. So the overall objective is to lower the volatility, yet still get you your target rates of return to reach your financial plan, to make sure you have income for the future. And that's the initial stage of where we go on the growth bucket.
Faisal, you made a couple good points there of, you know, going back to our plan, and yes, we will have an income bucket solution for people that need withdrawals on a reoccurring basis. Staying invested, maybe you can kind of go over the growth bucket and our historical probabilities of staying invested over time on the growth side.
Yeah, so when you look at staying invested, you're going to hear that from our industry time and time again. But the problem with most Canadians is that they have all of their money in their retirement savings in one bucket, basically growth. And staying invested has a lot of emotional vulnerability to it, has a lot of psychological or even emotional impacts to it as well. And so when they see gyrations in the market, like we've seen in recent history, people get scared, they either cash out or they're drawing on that at the same time, which can be catastrophic. And so having two separate objectives, two separate buckets, two different types of investment management, you'll be able to protect that. So your income is just protected away from the stock market. You're not going to have stock market volatility because we're not invested in there. When it comes to the growth bucket, which I'm one of the leads on that, the growth bucket is designed to have lower volatility, still target rate of return, and staying in that time frame, let's call it 5-10 years, you know you have the probability of success to meet your goals with a longer time. My industry is correct when they say stay invested for the long term. But when you need income or cash flow in the short term, that's where the duality happens. And so having a growth bucket that's 5-10 years in place, and you can see that on the long term, but having an income bucket that's giving you cash flow for that short term, 5-10 years, those two are mutually exclusive. So you're not going to be concerned about the gyrations on the short run on your growth strategy, but you will be on the income side.
Okay, so we have about 30 seconds left. What's one thing that you want people to take away or think about most when it comes to growth on their portfolios in retirement?
Yeah, we see this time and time again. There's two superpowers of investing. It's structure and discipline. Make sure you have a proper structure in place. Make sure you stick to that discipline over the long term. But make sure you review it on a regular basis with your retirement plan. Those three pieces put together will give you the high probability of success in your retirement.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We've been joined by Faisal Karmali, Senior Portfolio Manager, Senior Wealth Advisor with the Popowich Karmali Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy, and also co-host of this show regularly, joining us as a guest today. Thanks so much, Faisal, for taking the time to do that.
Thanks for having me.
Join us for our seminar on Tuesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Thank you for listening to More Than Money. We'll talk to you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.